Our Lady's Words, taken directly from the mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. Conception, paragraph 644, page 498. Our Lady speaks of what one must do if favored with revelations and visions.
My daughter, in the enlightenment which thou hast received in this chapter, thou hast a certain rule and action in regard to the visions and revelations of the Lord, and it inculcates two precautions. The one consists in thy subjecting these relations to the examination and the judgment of thy confessors and superiors, asking the Most High with a lively faith that he give them light to understand his divine will and truth to instruct thee fully therein. The other consists in questioning thy own heart and observing the effects of these revelations and visions, prudently trying to assure thyself against any error. For the divine influence which accompanies them will urge and draw thee on, inflaming thy heart to chaste love and reverence of God, to acknowledge of thy littleness, to abhorrence of the earthly vanities, to desires of being despised by creatures, to joyful suffering, to love of the cross, and an earnest and generous acceptation of it. It will move thee to seek the last place, to love those that persecute thee, to fear and abhor sin, even the slightest, to aspire to the purest, the most perfect and refined in virtue, to deny thyself thy own inclinations, and to unite thyself to the highest and truest good. When he thus teaches thee the most holy and perfect things of the Christian law, and excites thee to imitate him and me, then thou wilt have infallible signs of divine truth revealed to thee by the Most High in these visions. And in order that thou, dearest, may execute this doctrine, which thou hast received through the kindness of the Most High, do not ever forget it, and do not lose sight of the blessing of having been instructed by him in these things with so much loving caresses. Renounce all human esteem and consolation, all the delight and pleasure of the world, all that thy earthly inclinations demand, refuse to thyself. Although it may be small and licit in itself, turn thy back on all sensible things, seeking only to love and to suffer. This is the science and divine philosophy taught thee by the visits of the Most High, and in it thou wilt feel the force of the divine fire, which should never through thy fault and thy negligence be allowed to become extinguished in thy bosom. Be alert, dilate thy heart, gird thyself with fortitude in order to be commissioned with great undertakings, and be able to accomplish them. Be constant in thy faith regarding these admonitions. Be constant in thy faith regarding these admonitions, believing in them, esteeming them, and writing them in thy soul with a humble and loving affection of thy heart, as being sent in faithful solicitude by thy spouse, and transmitted to thee by me, thy teacher and mistress.